Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on accurate New Testament prayer, and we may have been bringing a lot of principles up that you've never known before. Maybe you've never studied aiteo, the word for ask, and understood that it means a demand of something due. Or maybe you never studied the word lambano, which is the word receive, which means a self-prompted taking hold of. Or maybe you never looked up the tenses in these prayer scriptures and discovered that they're present tense, denoting continuous, repeated action. It is very important that we understand accurate New Testament prayer. And we're going to go back and kind of review everything because it's important for you to get the principles established in you. Prayer is communicating with God according to His Word in the Spirit, putting the spiritual laws of God into action to bring forth the will of God. We are praying according to the Word of God, releasing the ability and the power of God that is in the Word, praying the Word, not the problem, and we're actually conducting a legal spiritual transaction, putting spiritual law into operation. We've also mentioned there's a change from the Old Testament to the New Testament in the area of prayer. In the Old Testament, they would pray by asking, requesting, petitioning, looking for God to attend to their prayer, and they had no confidence before God. They did not know that their prayers would be responded to. They were waiting to see if He would respond. In the New Testament, we now have a free approach to God. We're sons and daughters of God. We're priests. We have no limits on approach to God. We now can approach Him as our Heavenly Father, and we pray in the name of Jesus, which is bringing into operation the high priestly ministry of Jesus, who's the high priest. When we pray the Word of God to the Father, not the problem, because we're bringing the promise of God, which already belongs to us. We also are releasing His kingdom, which is the rule and the reign of God, His power, which is the miraculous ability of God, and His glory, which is the manifest presence of God in our life. When we're praying to the Father in the name of Jesus, making a legal demand of what's due us. Remember that the word aiteo means a demand of something due us. That was in the prayer of agreement in Matthew 18:19, in Matthew 21:22, all things whatsoever you shall ask, aiteo, legally demand in prayer, believing you shall lambano, the word receive is lambano, which is to take hold of it. Now you and I are going to make a legal demand of the Father in the name of Jesus, and we're going to take hold of it, and we do that with thanksgiving. And we saw this throughout all the major prayer scriptures in the New Testament use aiteo for ask, lambano for receive, and also we pray with thanksgiving. The prayer of faith has two aspects to it, receiving, which is the Greek word lambano, a self-prompted taking hold of an act of reception, and thanksgiving. Thanksgiving shows forth faith, and so the prayer of faith is going to release the promises to come to pass. When we pray with thanksgiving, we show that we believe the promise is ours and we receive it from Him. We don't ask and request because the promise has already been given to us. This is why we pray with thanksgiving, because the promise is already ours, and we thank Him for the promises that have already been given unto us. And we've talked about continuous prayer. We pray continuously, not just one time. Many people have thought we just pray one time, and then our faith is released, and then it's going to come to pass. The pray one time view is if you pray more than once, they reason that you didn't believe the first time and you must have been in doubt and unbelief. Also that if you prayed in faith once, your faith is released so that the Lord will bring the promise to pass. But that is not true. Prayer can continually be released in order to see it be effective in bringing a promise to pass in a person's life. The pray more than once view, unfortunately, has been to pray by asking and keep on asking, petitioning, keep on petitioning, requesting and keep on requesting, and waiting for the Lord to respond. They're right on the fact that they continuously pray, but wrong on the way that they apply, because they're praying the Old Testament way of prayer by asking and keep on asking. Instead, now we pray New Testament prayer to the Father in the name of Jesus, making a spiritual legal demand of the Father continuously, taking hold of that promise continuously in order to see it come to pass. We saw in Romans 1:9, where it says about praying without ceasing. The word without ceasing means uninterruptedly, unintermittedly, or literally to leave not through. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing, same Greek word, means we're going to pray continuously until we pray through. Also, the Greek tenses of the verbs in the prayer scriptures that we've talked about show the present tense, which means continuous repeated action. We saw in Luke 11, in verse 10, where it says, everyone that asketh, receiveth. Asketh, present tense. Receiveth, present tense. Asketh, aiteo, a demand of what's doest. Receiveth, lambano, a self-prompted taking hold of. Therefore, it says, everyone who makes his legal demand continuously takes hold of it continuously. It's teaching you how you pray effectively to see results. In Mark 11:24, where the Bible says, therefore, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. The words desire, pray, believe, and receive are all in the present tense. And the word desire is the word aiteo, which means a demand of something do you. Whenever you legally demand something, it says, you do it continuously, and you pray, it's a present tense participle, praying continuously, you believe continuously, and you take hold of it continuously. Therefore, the prayer of faith is a continuous process. Faith can be released more than one time, and this is very important for you to understand. The continuous application of your faith is going to bring forth the promise to pass. We saw in Hebrews 4:14, where we hold fast our confession. The word hold fast, present tense, continuous, repeated action. We saw in Mark 11:23, when you say to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, if you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe those things which you saith. The word saith is present tense, meaning continuous, repeated action, meaning that you continually speak to the mountain until it is removed. We also saw in Mark chapter 8, in verse 23 to 25, where Jesus ministered to the man who was blind. Here he talks about the blind man who came, and Jesus put his hands upon him, and he asked him if he saw aught. And he said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. This clearly shows that Jesus released his faith the first time, and there was a change, of course. The man could now see, but he could only see the men as trees walking. It wasn't clear. So Jesus released his faith again by ministering to him, laying his hands upon him, and this time the man saw clearly. A clear example of Jesus ministering healing more than once, releasing his faith more than once to see the desired result of wholeness. This shows us that we can pray or release our faith in some manner or speak to the mountain more than once, and each time that we pray with our faith is released. Each time our faith's released, it's doing something. It may not accomplish all the work necessary the first time. We may need to release our faith continuously until we see the desired result. If we pray more than once, that does not mean that we're praying in doubt or unbelief, as some people have said. We can pray the prayer of faith over and over until we see the desired results. We want to look at a few other scriptures today that we didn't look at to really drive this point home. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 22, it says this, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Here we see the word ask and the word receive are in the present tense. The word ask is also aiteo, a legal demand of what's doest, and receive is lambano, a self-prompted taking hold of. So this says, whatsoever we legally demand, we take hold of him continuously because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Now another scripture we want to look at is in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and verse 15. This is the case where it uses the word aiteo four times, two times translated ask, one time translated petitions, and one time translated desired. But also, it uses the present tense in these scriptures. It says in 1 John 5:14-15, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask, aiteo, make a legal demand, present tense, continuous repeated action, anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, that aiteo, legal demand, we do it continuously, we know that we have the petitions, that's the legal demands, that we legally demanded, the word desired is legally demanded, aiteo, of him. So literally this says, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we make a legal demand of anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth whatsoever we legally demand, we know that we have the legal demands that we legally demanded of him, and we do it continuously and repeatedly until we see the desired results. This is accurate New Testament prayer. It's done continuously with our faith, releasing the power of God until we see the promise come to pass. Now, an argument against praying continuously is we shouldn't pray more than once because of Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. Well, Matthew chapter 6, verse 7 says, "But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." This scripture declares that the heathen pray with vain repetitions. Well, vain repetitions is one Greek word which means to repeat idly or to repeat meaningless mechanical phrases. When we pray continuously, we're not repeating meaningless mechanical phrases. Instead, we are continually praying to the Father in the name of Jesus, making our legal demand by bringing a scripture promise to him and taking hold of it with thanksgiving. We are continually acting upon the New Testament prayer scriptures to release the power of God to affect our lives. Praying continuously in faith is not making vain repetitions, but instead it's releasing the power of God continuously to see the promise of God come to pass. Also in Matthew 6:7, it speaks of the heathen speaking vain repetitions continuously so that they shall be heard for their much speaking. We don't continually pray in faith in order to be heard. We are heard the first time we pray and every time that we pray thereafter. The Lord hears the prayers of the righteous every time they pray in line with the Word of God. This scripture does not say that we should not pray continuously. This scripture says that we should not continuously pray meaningless mechanical phrases in order to be heard by God. This brings us to an important question which must be answered. Why do we need to pray continuously if our prayer is heard the first time? Wouldn't the Father answer our prayer and bring forth the results when he heard our prayer the first time? Now, before I answer this question, remember what the Greek present tense means. It means the action of the verb is continuous and repeated until the desired result occurs. So we're to pray in the New Testament way until the desired result occurs. In some cases, the desired result occurs instantly when we pray, such as in the new birth or in receiving the Holy Spirit. In these cases, we'll only pray once because the desired result occurred immediately. But in other cases, we may need to pray one time or two times or continuously to see the promise come to pass. One example would be the area of healing. If we pray one time for healing and the person's healed, then obviously we don't need to pray again. If there is only a partial healing, such as Jesus experienced in Mark 8, verse 23-25, then we would need to pray again until the healing is manifested. There may be a need to apply our faith and prayer continuously for a period of time until a promise comes to pass. Why do we need to keep releasing our faith in order to see the promise come to pass? It's because of the enemy, Satan, who works to hinder the promise from coming to pass. Even though the enemy may hinder, continuous prayer and faith will prevail, and the promise will come to pass. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.